Thank goodness. You're finally waking up. Oh, shit. I'm gonna have to break the news, I guess. Your ship hit a sandbar a few miles from here. You washed up here last night on that piece of wreckage over there. I've been taking care of you ever since, nursing you back to health. Where are your clothes? Yeah, those didn't survive the wreck. Your tunic was just a torn rag by the time you got here. Even your dick was just kind of hanging out there. What? No one's judging you. In fact, I think that was kind of nice, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. You washed up here last night. I fed you this healing concoction my mom makes with seaweed to heal your wounds. And before you ask, I don't know where the rest of your ship's crew is. I think I might have seen a couple lifeboats rowing away after the crash, but I don't know where they went. Wait, so my red scaly fishtail below my waist and the fact that I'm just mysteriously lying alone in this tide pool and nothing but this seashell bikini didn't tip you off? I'm a mermaid, silly. Also, my name is Nisea. I come from an underwater village a few miles out to sea, but I come on land every now and again when I'm feeling spicy. Oh, and come to think of it, I can see just by looking down there, you're feeling a bit spicy too, if you know what I mean. Where are we? Corrales Island. Not too far from the city, actually. You know what? How about I take you there in a bit? Maybe your friends from the ship will be there waiting for you. But first, if my mom used the seaweed recipe, I think she did, there can sometimes be some side effects. Yeah. For us mermaids, that stuff just helps our wounds heal, but in mortal men, there's a few side effects. What are these side effects? Well, first, as you can probably already tell, your cock is even bigger than it is naturally, and whenever you pre-cum, it shoots it out everywhere as if you're coming for real. Sounds like it feels good, doesn't it? yeah, sorry, totally. It's not funny. Anyway, after that, more and more cum, as in more than the average mortal can even fathom, is going to build up in your balls until they can't hold it anymore, and you'll just start blasting this entire beach with your sticky load like some kind of human fire hose. Hey, don't panic. It's okay. I have good news and some bad news. The bad news is I can't exactly cure it. I just can't. Sorry. We just have to wait that out for a little while. But the good news is I can make those few minutes the most fun and sexy you'll ever experience in your entire mortal life. You in? Your game? Wonderful! You're not gonna regret it, my sweet mortal. You're such a good kisser for a mortal. Wow, that thing looks like it's grown an entire 3 inches just since I've started kissing you. It's so big and angry. Look at it buck and throb everywhere. Fuck, I need to taste it. So good. So good. Down your big twitching meat stick. Ah, that's it. Moan for me like a good mortal boy. I feel me moving and swirling and twisting my tongue all over your throbbing head. As I lick and suck and kiss all over your poor, poor shaft. As he desperately wants to explode all over my pretty face. But he can't. Can he? Until the seaweed potion wears off. You wanna fuck my pussy? You're not really familiar with our anatomy, are you? There's not really anything there. Mermen still have dicks, of course, but for us mermaids, sex is all an oral affair. How do we get pregnant? By swallowing your hot, creamy cum, of course. Don't worry, dude. I promise you, it'll still feel amazing for me. My tongue is basically a giant clit. My uvula is my G-spot. In fact, there's only one place you can fuck me that'll feel better for me than this. And since you're starting to get close, I think I might just let you try it out. Alright. I hope you like seeing my big swollen tits bouncing up and down my throbbing cock. It feels good. How much pre-cum you're blasting everywhere. I don't think we're gonna need lube at all. Just keep shooting that stuff all over my tits, all over my pretty face. Wow, I think I just felt a few drops land in my hair. Your cock between my tits feels so fucking good. It's like my entire chest is made of clits and you're rubbing them all at the speed of light. What's that stuff I just blasted out of my nipples all over you? Oh, when us mermaids come, we lactate. I know, our anatomy is weird, but here, try tasting some. You like it? It's like the sweetest cherry you've ever tasted, combined with the way the sea smells. I guess that fits. Anyway, I believe we have some unfinished business to attend to. You still need to come, and my tits are way too sensitive for you to keep fucking them. Well, time to taste all that milk I got on your cock. Just lie down in the tide pool and let me... Take care of this car. Good boy. Keep shooting that thick, creamy pre-cum all over me. Spraying that sticky preload all over my hands, my arms, and my tits. Oh, you're getting it everywhere. Is that a drop I felt on my ass? Wow, there's just so much. That's it. Moan and beg, and whimper and plead. I know the seaweed's driving your balls to the breaking point. The size of fucking grapefruits now. Those poor babies are screaming, begging for the chance of Indian ocean of cum all over my pretty face. My pretty ass. My pretty red lips. Everything. Your dick's been crying all over my body for the chance to finally empty out that gooey, sticky white load. Just give in. You can do it. Just give in. Let go. Let go for me. Oh, fuck, I can't take it off. Oh, it's too much. Oh, my God, it tastes so good. It tastes too good. Oh, I have to keep licking it. And that's the last of it, it seems like. Wow, look at you. You're completely spent. You should have heard some of the noises you were just making. The screaming, the crying, the wailing, as the pleasure just overtook everything. And wow, just look at how much you shot, dude. Your hot, creamy load is all over me. It's all over you. It's all over everything. Just look around. There's puddles of your spunk all over the beach and the tide pool. It's just white. Don't ask me how we're ever gonna clean this up. Well, like I said earlier, I'll take you into Kerala City once I get us some clothes. Even after I drop you off, though, I have a feeling I'm gonna run into you again sometime. After what we just did, you might just see a little one who looks a little bit like me and you with me next time. Let's get going. I don't envy whoever finds all this jizz on the beach in a few hours, and I certainly don't want them taking it out on us.